You can come and sit comfortably. And just watch yourself arrive in the present moment, welcoming yourself in the present moment. Maybe even now the mind is a little volatile and we feel that it's dragging us somewhere in the past or somewhere in the future. But just watch it settle as it, just watch it settle. It'll happen just as a consequence of you becoming more in touch with yourself, more aware of your physical body, of your sensations. So feel the sensation on the surface of your skin first. Feeling the contour of your body. And then you can feel the contact of your legs, your bum to the floor. Be aware of the sensations in your hips, around the pelvis, inside the pelvic bowl. Feel your sacrum. And feel your lower back. Allow it to relax. Feel your belly. Allow it to relax too. Sense your internal organs. Feel your rib cage. And feel what's contained inside the ribcage. Softening your lungs, softening your heart. Soften the chest and in the upper back. You feel your shoulders. Move your awareness down through your arms, your elbows, your wrists, your hands and fingers. They're soft. Feel your neck and your throat. Very relaxed and free. And you feel the top of your neck, the bottom of your skull, the bottom of your chin. And feel the skin, both on your face and on your scalp, relax. And feel the inside of the head, the brain. And as you get there, notice that the mind is already quieter. And then you start to feel your breath with a very soft movement of inhale and exhale. And your breath harmonizes even deeper the body and the mind. On the inhale, both body and mind stretch, expand. You feel that they open into more receptivity. And as you exhale, you feel them both relax, calm down, empty. As you keep feeling those two movements with the qualities that are linked to them, you'll start deepening the breath and be starting to use a soft ujjayi. And for us to meet with the breath, we're going to inhale together and exhale. In ujjayi, soft ujjayi, inhale for 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Exhale for 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Inhale for 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Exhale for 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Inhale for 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Exhale for 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Inhale for 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Exhale for 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Inhale for 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Exhale for 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Inhale for 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Exhale for 6, 5, 4, 3, 2. Carry on at your pace. But now on the exhalation, just allow your torso to fold forward, allowing the head to move forward, the shoulders to roll forward, and your entire spine to round, as if your head wanted to reach towards the feet. And when you inhale, do the opposite. Unfold your spine again and take it into a Light arch, lifting the chest and slightly the head maybe. Exhale, you round. Inhale, you arch. And keep doing it a few times at your pace. Really enjoying all the little movements in the body, like the bigger sensations. And then you'll slowly find stillness again, spine vertical. Carrying on with the breath, with the light, with a soft ujjayi. You're now going to add a soft mula bandha on your exhalation, which you're going to try to keep as you inhale, feeling that this brings a very slight resistance that allows you to slow down your inhalation, rather than feeling the body open but rushing up. You feel it really open slowly. So together we meet with the breath again. In ujjayi we inhale and we exhale, soft mula bandha. Inhale for 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Exhale, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Inhale, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Exhale, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Inhale, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Exhale, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Inhale for 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Exhale, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Inhale, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Exhale, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Inhale, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Exhale, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Just allow the breath to be. Maybe you stay in ujjayi, maybe you let it go for a little bit. Just watch how it starts to quieten, to open. How the quality of your presence grows. And then slowly, your eyes are closed, you can open them and we'll shift position. You can come onto all fours. And we'll move from all fours to child's pose, or child's pose to all fours. So from all fours, keep your hands where they are underneath your shoulders and just come and bring your bum towards your heels and your forehead onto the floor. And you can again, be using ujjayi breath. On the exhalation in child's pose, you use a soft mula bandha that you're going to keep now as you inhale into an all four position. You don't have to move into a big arch, maybe just a slight one, but you want to feel that it's contained with the help of mula bandha. So exhale back to child's pose. And with our counts, inhale forward for 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Exhale child's pose for 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. To all fours, inhale for 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Child's pose, exhale for 7, 6, 5. Use your mula bandha. 3, 2, 1. Hold mula bandha. All fours. Inhale. 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Exhale. 8, 7, 6, 5. Back to child's pose. 3, 2, 1. One last slow inhalation to all fours. And this time we stay and we move into the twist. So come and slide the left arm underneath or just behind the right wrist. And come to bring your left shoulder and the left side of your head on the floor. And then you can either keep the legs where they are or pivot them to the right side as well. Adjust the position of your right arm if you wish. And just breathe here. Making your body as supple, as elastic as possible as you breathe. Just like the breath meets no resistance. There's more space in your back. There's more space in your belly. Your rib cage in between each ribs. It's got more and more space expanding. Good. And you can come back onto all fours and let's do it on the other side. Slide the right arm underneath. Have your right shoulder and the right side of your face onto the floor. And then you can pivot the legs or keep them facing the back. And you can adjust the position of your left arm if you wish. Extending it forward or up towards the ceiling or wrapping it behind your back as you wish. And again, just explore the body with your breath. Find its elasticity, its suppleness. Good, and then you can slowly push yourself back up onto all fours. And let's come to sit, bum onto the heels, torso upright in Vajrasana. Now close the eyes again. As the quality of your presence grows, and so does the awareness of your own body, you notice that there is an ease and simultaneously a strength in your posture. Both physically and mentally. And that also reflects in your breath. Now, for a little moment, you're going to bring more awareness into the left part of your body. The left side of your face, your left nostril. The left side of your torso with your left arm. The left side of your pelvis with your left leg. And just allow awareness to travel and explore this left side body. You have more and more awareness of the left side body. Maybe even the feeling that the left nostril breathes more than the right one. And then let's pass through the midbrain and let's bring awareness now to the right side body. Right side of your face, your right nostril, right shoulder and right arm. The right side of your torso, right breast. Your right hip, your right leg, and just keep exploring. Okay, you can move back up through the midbrain. And we're going to do it a bit more actively. So on the exhalation, you travel down the left side body. Add a bit more breath. Now when you inhale, awareness moves up along the left side body. Through the midbrain, as you exhale, it travels down the right side body. Inhale back up through the right side body. Travels through the midbrain, exhale down the left side body. Feel inhale awareness rise up through the left side body. Through the midbrain, exhale down the right side body. Inhale up the right side body. Through the midbrain, exhale through the left. And keep doing that a few more times on your own. Now, next time you have moved up through the left side body again into the midbrain, stay in the midbrain. And then exhale down the central axis, down the spine. As you breathe along the central axis, along the spine, allow this simple movement of spine arching on your inhale and spine rounding on your exhale to happen again. Just a few times. Very aware of the movement of energy along your spine. Eventually connected to a soft Mula Bandha at the bottom of your exhale and feeling the help of Mula Bandha to pull the energy upwards along the spine as you move into the arch. And we meet again, a vertical spine, Vajrasana. Stay with your breath, and when you're ready, you can gently move into a downward dog. So take your time. We've been for quite a long time here with the knees bent, so let those legs unfold slowly, ankles. Taking your time to settle in your downward dog. And from your downward dog, you can bring your right foot between your hands. Let's place the back knee onto the floor and come up maybe on your fingertips just to give a bit more space for your chest to be open. Your gaze is facing the front or maybe slightly down in front of you. And here, simply aware of the breath. Exhale to the point of Mula Bandha, soft lift of the pelvic floor. And when you inhale, feel the help of Mula Bandha to draw the energy from the bottom up. On the exhale, you go back to the point of Mula Bandha, lifting the pelvic floor very softly with a pull, maybe, or a drawing back of the lower belly. And feel the dance and the harmony between your inhales and your exhales. Good. Now let's bring both hands on the inside of the foot and shift that front foot slightly more to the right and turn it out a little bit. And then balance on your left hand, or bring the weight on your left hand, and start to take an easy twist to the right with your right arm reaching slightly up and back. The front foot has been turned out, so the knees also open out. So there's a stretch in the right hip as well. And keep enjoying your breath here. Really adjust the pose to your liking. Feel what needs to be explored here. It's your practice, it's your body, your breath. And then let's come back to downward dog. Exhale back. Let's bring the left foot between the hands. So first the foot points forward, back knee is placed down. Come onto your fingertips and see if you can lift the chest a little, but gaze towards the front, not too high, even maybe in front of you onto the floor. Exhale, you feel the point of Mula Bandha, this easy lift of the pelvic floor. And on the inhalation, you feel that this is a help to draw the energy upwards. Focus on this dance between your breath. The balance that they create together. Now let's bring both hands on the inside. Shift your left foot a little more outwards and turn it out slightly. And then the left hand only stays on the floor. And you twist open to the left, reaching your left arm slightly up and back, turning the chest and opening the chest to that side. And again, enjoy the breath, explore it. Very nice. And then you can come back to your downward dog. Have a few breaths here in downward dog and maybe explore again the Mula Bandha. So you would exhale to the point of Mula Bandha. Maybe have a mini pause where you feel that you can draw the Mula Bandha up already. And then inhale, you hold the Mula Bandha. And then again, you exhale, you go, maybe it really sees a little bit in the beginning of the exhale, at the bottom of your exhale, you find it again. Mula Bandha point, mini pause that you feel you can lift the Bandha. And then inhale with Mula Bandha. Yeah, do that a couple more times. And then when you're ready, you can, on an inhalation, shift the shoulders forward to high plank and let's come onto the stomach. Mindfully coming down. So once you're down, lengthen your legs back so you feel the front of the hips a little more lengthened. And you can move up to a cobra. Whatever feels good for you right now. But think about slightly bending the elbows so the shoulder blades can soften down, the shoulders can move down. Find the length, and then you'll be taking a very small twist to the right. It's almost like looking over the right shoulder. And as you do that, your left shoulder is wanting to pop forward, so pull it backwards. Lengthening the left side of your neck. Come back to the front and take your twist to the other direction. Drawing your right shoulder back, keeping a slight bend in your elbows. Come back to the center, slightly down. And then start to lift your hips back to downward dog. And from downward dog, you can come and bring your knees back onto the floor and sit again in your Vajrasana. Good. Okay. Let's come to sit on our bum and you can extend your legs forward. We're gonna transition from this back bend to a forward bend. We're actually gonna take the Paschimottanasana, I think, 3 times. So, because we've just been in a back bend, be wise in the progression of your forward bend. And if we're doing it 3 times, you have plenty of time to go deeper into it in the next times. So the first one, feel yourself lengthen out of your hips, out of your spine, and start to hinge from your hips. So we have two legs straight in front, legs together, and we allow the torso to gently fold onto the legs. You'll be again exhaling with Mula Bandha. Having a mini pause to feel the Bandha, your awareness, travel just slightly up around the second chakra, Svadhisthana. And then on the inhalation, using Mula Bandha, feel the energy being drawn upwards along the central axis of the body. But make all this work of the breath and the bandha easy. Don't think that there's a lot of effort to be put in that. Okay. Slowly come up. Keep the left leg in front, but bend your right knee and bring the right foot on the other side, on the outside of the left leg. Grow tall and then take a twist towards the right side, wrapping your arm around your leg or passing your elbow on the outside of the leg. Once you find ease in the twist, as you find your breath, maybe you might want to feel that you inhale through the left side body and you exhale through the right. Good. Slowly come back to center. Let's extend both legs in front again. Back to the Paschimottanasana. Lengthen out of the hips, out of the spine, and down. It's one thread. Everything continues as you move into a posture, as you come out of it, move into the next one. It's never cut, for presence links everything. Do the same here with the bandhas. And slowly you come up again. Stay present. The right leg stays in front, the left leg bends, foot on the outside of the straight leg, and you twist to the left. And if that speaks to you, you could inhale through the right, exhale through the left. And you can come back to center. And one last time, move into the Paschimottanasana, the forward fold with two legs in front. Same as before, exhale to the point of Mula Bandha. Lift the pelvic floor. Maybe have a mini pause to already feel the lift, bringing awareness to the second chakra. And as you inhale, you keep the journey upwards. Nice. At the bottom of your next exhalation, you can gently come back up to sit. And you want to find a comfortable seat again. Now you found your seat. Let's give a space for Nadi Shodhana. So the alternate nostril breathing. So if you're not comfortable with the mudra, with the hand position, you can simply do it by, like we did before, feeling inhale left, exhale right, inhale right, exhale left. But if you know Vishnu mudra, with the index and major finger folded into the palm or against your forehead, then you can use it. So the right thumb will come to the right nostril and pinky and ring finger will together be onto the left nostril. And I assume you know the practice. So in your time, you're going to be inhaling through the right, through the left nostril, sorry. And exhaling through the right. Inhaling again through the right. And exhaling through the left. And I'm going to give space for it, assuming that you know the practice. And I tell you, and to stop, but if you want to stop before, obviously, you can stop before. Maybe try to find a rhythm, equal breath in, breath out, but maybe 6-6. And if you want to bring it square with 6 inhale, 6 hold, 6 exhale, 6 hold, you can. Times watching that the shoulders and the neck stay soft, that your eyes, The space between your eyebrows and your forehead stays soft as well. So, at one point, when you've exhaled through the left nostril, you'll be re-inhaling through the left nostril and then releasing the mudra to exhale through both, completing the practice. And you just let the breath be for a little moment. You take the time that's needed for you to transition. But now you could move into Shirshasana, into headstand, if you wished. So if you have it in your practice, you can go ahead. I'll give a 5 minutes space for you to practice it. And if it's not in your practice, you could make the start of it. You could just bring the foundation of the posture, place your crown on the floor like a downward dog but with the head down, and just build the strength in the upper body, leaving as little weight on the head as possible. But you could also stay sat and just bring awareness to the crown of your head. Feeling the sensations at the crown. Know that it stays spacious. When the effort to hold a position is becoming too great, too big, you can see if one's becoming aware of that, that can release. But if you see that there's too much struggle, too much effort put in it, just be care for yourself, meanwhile, just come down of the pose so that the benefit of it can stay. Just one more minute. If you've chosen to come out of it already, you can be sat. Enjoying the echo of the posture. Good. So you can slowly make your way out of the pose. Maybe you're in a forward fold for a little moment, standing forward fold. Maybe you're in a fetus. But then you'll come to a cross-legged position or any comfortable seat. Softening awareness in the midbrain. Watch that the breath is comfortable, spacious. And then you can enter into a short round of Kapalabhati. Forceful exhalation, passive inhalation. Pulling the belly in with the exhale, letting it rest, relax on the inhalation. Jaws, mouth, tongue are relaxed, and the pleasant feeling in the head, in the brain increases. And gently you let it be, you exhale deeper and let your breath be. Slowly releasing any control over the breath, allowing it to find its shape. And you remain there in this easy, effortless, relaxed, but at the same time, stable, strong, awakened posture. And this balance between ease and strength. It's felt in your posture, again, physically, but also mentally and spiritually. And you stay with the feeling of being, simply being. Not more, not less. Just here, now. Just I am. Feel the I am. Ever growing sense of presence, ever growing sense of I am. And with this ever-growing sense of the I am, what we know as the body, and disappears. What we know as the mind, too. And what stays is the I am. Consciousness. If the experience keeps deepening, stay with it. I encourage you to do so. And I'm just gonna stop the audio now, but namaste.